The airport, Miami International, is about to undergo some renovations that apparently are something needed and something extreme in the sense that they're going to spend a whole lot of money on this. Pleased to be joined by Lester Sola, Director and CEO of the Miami-Dade Aviation Department, which oversees MIA. Follow the airport on Twitter at iFlyMIA. Good morning to you. Good to talk to you, Lester.
Good morning, Jimmy. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, this is exciting. Tell me what your plans are and how much money we're going to wind up spending on this.
Well, recently the Board of County Commissioners approved a $5 billion capital improvement program for Miami International Airport, and it's probably the largest capital program that we've done since the 90s, and it's basically focused on the central portion of the airport, including two new hotels and cargo operations as well, too.
Right. This is a major gateway to Latin America, South America, et cetera. And how many people fly through MIA now?
It's really a remarkable number. Last year, we had a record year with 45 million passengers coming through MIA. Now, on an average, that's about 125,000 people every single day at this airport. And this year, we're actually set for yet another record. It's looking like we'll probably hit 46 million passengers. Yeah. You can imagine almost a million passengers year over year. And in order for us to be able to accommodate the growing number of passengers and the growing number of airlines, we need to expand the airport today so be ready for tomorrow.
Okay, how are you going to expand? What can we look forward to?
Well, you're looking at two hotels, and we have one hotel here that is in excess capacity as far as people using it over 80% on a daily basis. The rooms are booked. You have a new central portion of the terminal, which is one of our oldest portions of the terminal, expansions of one of the concourses, which is F, the additional gates in J, and the American Airlines section, which is that north terminal that a lot of our flyers use,
right,
is also going to be reconfigured as well, too. So imagine today we're doing 45, 46 million passengers. We're building capacity to be able to accommodate 77 million passengers a year.
Wow. The American Air the terminal, I fly out of there, I don't know, a couple times a month, sometimes more. You did a great job in it. I mean, it's a beautiful terminal with a lot of new options for dining both before and after security. So where is that new one going to go? This is just for American Eagle, is that right?
So what happens is that the majority of airport food and beverage or retail has really changed throughout the years. Where people come to the airport, there used to be a lot of stores before security. Now everyone comes through a rush to try and get through security as quickly as possible.
Right.
Once they get through security, then they're able to entertain, either purchase food and beverage or whatever trinkets they may need for their flight. So a lot of the reconfigurations that we're doing in this airport, especially in the central and the southern ports, so the south terminals, we're moving all those stores beyond security so that once the people have gone through security. On the American Airlines side, there's also the regional jet section, which is we're going to do significant expansions there. Now, you have to bear in mind that while American Airlines handles 67% of all of our load here, passengers, we have over 100 different airlines flying into South America and Europe. So it's a market that is profitable for the airlines and to use for our people because the connectivity throughout the entire world flying out of MIA.
Right. You're also going to put up a couple of new hotels, I understand, too.
Yeah, so we now have a 259-room hotel, and we'll, in all likelihood, we'll be decommissioning that hotel and looking forward to maybe turning that into mini office suites.
Mm.
But in order to do that, we need to build two new hotels, one in the center portion of the terminal and one right at the entrance of the airport, which would serve kind of like as our marquee for this airport. And again, you mentioned the North Terminal and how nice it is.
Mm.
Those were decisions that were made in the 90s that have basically proven a significant return of value to this airport today. So we're building now in order to, again, benefit for the future for this airport. You have to bear in mind that we produce over 270,000 jobs are somehow associated with the activities of this airport. So that's roughly 20% of all jobs are somehow connected to the activities of this airport.
Right. You're also going to handle parking in some different ways as well, I guess. And when can we expect this all to start? That's the biggest.
Well, it's starting right now.
It is.
Oftentimes, when you're flying into the airport, you'll be able to see especially in the central portion of the terminal, some construction activity. And it's obviously it's growing pains that we have to go through, but it's important to take those decisions today in order to be able to accommodate our flying public tomorrow and cargo as well too. And nowadays we're all very accustomed to having packages delivered from one day to the next as far as everything buying. Believe it or not, it's a lot of those packages are actually in the bellies of the planes, the passenger planes.
Right.
So cargo and passengers are the mix that now basically make the aviation industry more important.
We're flying together. Hey, thanks so much. Good luck with this project. Look forward to talking to you as we go forward. Hopefully we'll be able to do that in the near future.
Thank you, Jimmy.